Zechanishmas Avimori Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, Zechanishmas Daniel Ashena Bas Yeshua Falak. Okay, everybody. Okay, today, Bez Hashem, hopefully we'll finish the packet on Kachal, and then we'll give a time for Chazara, and then we'll have a time for Mechina, and then we'll continue Bez Hashem. So we were discussing the din of Kachal, of why the different shitas of Rashi and Rabbi Natan, and the minhug to be machmir, not to cook it with other things. And then the last thing we discussed is the din at Kachal Atzmo is Usser. In other words, even if you cook the Kachal with other pieces of meat, and there's going to be Shishim between the Basar HaKachal and the other meat, there'll be Shishim. So usually when there's Shishim, then all the meat is Mutter. But Chazal said no. Even though there's Shishim, and really it all should be Mutter, but the Basar HaKachal, since that still is always going to taste like a milky meat taste, that is always going to be usser. So the question at hand now is what happens when this piece of meat, this kachal, will now be transferred into another pot. So how do we deal with that? In other words, if it transfers to the other pot, what will be the status? In other words, because the chal atzmo is aser, but lemaisa, when it goes now into the next pot, what is going to be the status? In other words, you'll have to be, it will, the kachal count towards the shishim. So let's take a look on page 9. Page 9 in the Rambam. So we said that if you, again, we left off yesterday by saying that if you cook the kachal with other pieces of meat, so we said shitas Rabbi Natan is now potentially the other pieces of meat can become usser, but if they're shishim, then it won't become usser, just like any basar b'cholof. But if there's, it doesn't have to, you don't need shishim of the other meat. 59 units, and the kachal itself is one unit, so that itself will make shishim. So the kachal atzmo is mitzarif. So that's what the Rambam says on page 9. Ketzad im haya hakol im kachal kemo shishim bekachal. So then it's going to be mutter, but hakachal osur v'ashar mutter. In other words, so it's a funny type of thing that the kachal atzmo is mitzarif to the shear, but it itself is always going to be here. Take a look, and if you look at the page 8, and the end of page 8 in the Rambam, im bishlo im basar acher misharim oso b'shishim. Meaning the kachal, the basar of the kachal, is min haminyan, meaning it counts with the meat, to mevatel the milk. So therefore, you're going to have the one unit of kachal, 59 units of the meat, that's 60, connected the one unit of milk. So the pashup shot should therefore be that you could eat all the meat, because the milk didn't contaminate the meat. It didn't assa the meat. Because you have shishim. 59 of the basar, and one of the Chachal. But then the Rambam writes, and that's the Gemara we saw yesterday. Ketzad, im haya hakol im akchal kemoshishim bekchal, akchal osur v'hashar mutar. So even though there is shishim, and whenever there's shishim, all the shishim is usually mutter, but here we made a special issur d'rabbanon that the chal itself can never eat the chal itself, because the chal, since for so long it's had the milk in the pouch of the chal of the udder, so that's going to have a taste like meat, milky meat, and therefore the Chachamim thought that if we matter that, then people will come to be matter basar b'cholof. So the Chachal Atzmo is usur, even in a situation where the shishim in the between the tziruf of the 59 of the shar basar and the one unit of the Chachal, 59 and 1 is 60, meets. Makes the mevatel the one unit of milk, because we assume the amount of milk in the kachal is the same amount of the kachal itself. So the kachal is one unit, the milk inside of the kachal is one unit, and then there are 59 more units of other meat that it should be batel. Yet kachal atzmo zaser v'ashar mutter. So that's from the Gemara that we saw yesterday. Right, then the Rambam says another thing. But if you don't have shishim, meaning if you add up the kachal plus the other meat, it's not going to be 60. Then hakol osur, because the other pieces of meat are also going to be osur because there was no shishim. There was the kachal and the other meat together did not add up to be shishim. So it's going to be totally usur. Everything's going to be usur. But then the Rambam writes, Ubeinkach, Ubeinkach, Im nofa l'gdera acheres, Osir osa, Umesharin bo b'shishim kibarishona. Shachal atzmo should special nasa kechaticha asur ve'in misharin elo kamoshehu patience. Okay, so benkach ubenkach, meaning in either scenario. In other words, what the first scenario is when the kachal was mitstarif and it to the other meat, and now there's shishim, but still the kachal is aser. Or in the case that it added up together, but it didn't make shishim. If the kachal now falls into another kedera, right? So oser osa umisharin bo b'shishim kevarishona. So the Rambam says, that the milk in the kachal could still aser the next. In other words, now you take the kachal out after you cooked it. Either the first pot had 59 units together with kachal shishim, or it didn't. So in one case it was a mevatel, in one case it was a mevatel, but kachal asmo is aser. And now the kachal falls into another pot, just the kachal, after it was in the first pot. So we said there were two possible scenarios. There's one scenario that the kachal was mitzdarif to shishim. The other scenario is the kachal was not mitzdarif to shishim. But beinkach ubeinkach, meaning whether it was mitzdarif to shishim in the first pot, or it was not mitzdarif to shishim in the first pot, it's still going to have the same halacha. In other words, the milk of the chal can aser the rest of the meat. But still, we're going to what? We're going to say that the kechal itself could be mitztaref to shishim with other pieces of meat. So in other words, don't think that maybe once you cooked it the first time, so now the kechal is aser. So now maybe the kechal therefore now should not count to be mitztaref with the other pieces of meat because now it's aser. Nonetheless, no. Nonetheless, we say that the kechal is still, even though it became aser after the first pot, whether there was 50, 60 or no 60, we said the kechal atzma was aser. So now I might think that when it goes now into the next pot, it's not mitztaref with the heter to make shishim. So says the Rambam, bein kach u bein kach, meaning whether it was in the first pot there was shishim with the kechal, or whether there was no shishim in the kechal, it's still in the second pot, even though the kechal now is aser, in the second pot it still has the same ability to be mitztaref. The basar of the kechal will still be mitztaref with the other basar to, again, mevatel b'shishim. That is the words of the Rambam. And this Rambam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see, on page 18. You see, on page 18, he's basically quoting the Rambam. He says, on the first line on page 18, Ukechal min amin yikaitzanim. Haya hakol im hakechal kamo shishim bechal, hakechal osur v'ashar mutar. Im haya pochas mishishim hakol osur. Right? That was the Rambam. This is just a verbatim quote of the Rambam. Bein kach u bein kach, im nofel akdei racheres osur asa. Misharin and bo Mishishim Kivarishona. Shakal Atzma should special nasa tichaticha asura, etc. But it's still gonna count with the Shishim. So comes the Ramah and says, nope. The Ramah is gonna argue. Says the Ramah. Tiyesh omrim dim nofal tchila lekadeira she'ein ba shishim v'nesar chal him nofal alachakik lekadeira acheres ein achal mitztarf l'shishim v'chein ikar. So he says like this. The Ramah says it depends. If, as we said, there were two scenarios that we saw in the Rambam. Scenario number one was where the kachal was mitztarf to other 59 and now they're 60 and it was able to bevatel. That was scenario A. And scenario B is when there was one unit of kechal, but there was not enough, there weren't 59 units of other meat. There was less than that. So it didn't have shishim kedei mevatel. So the halacha is that in the first case, all the other meat is mutter, the kechal is aser. In the second scenario, when everything is going to be aser. The kechal is always aser, and the other meat is also going to be aser, because there's no shishim. And then the Rambam says, bein kach u bein kach, meaning whether in the first pot there was shishim, or the first pot there was no shishim, when the kachal falls into the second pot, it's going to be mitztaref In other words, the kal is also, but still it's going to be mitzdarif. Why is it mitzdarif? The answer is mitzdarif because the meat is really mutter. It's just that the milk is what acid it. Also, but normally we say a klal, that when you have basar b'cholav, right? A regular basar b'cholav doraisa, right? So you cook milk and meat. So, and now it falls into potatoes, right? So are the potatoes going to be treif if it's going to be cooked with potatoes? You need shishim. If the potatoes are shishim, connected, the right? It's going to be, if there's shishim, it's going to be mut. If no shishim, also. But the word is, you need shishim connected the whole chaticha. In other words, even though what made the piece of meat by basar b'chol of treif, it's the milk that infiltrated, the milk that went in. But when you need shishim, you don't just say, I need shishim connected the milk. Because now, once you have the union between the milk and the meat, the whole chaticha is nasas nevela. The whole chaticha is a chefzah shel iser. Even the part of the meat that wasn't infiltrated by the milk necessarily, but that since there's no shishim, we view the whole chaticha is aser. So you need shishim keneged the whole chaticha, not just keneged the milk. So if that's the idea of chaticha nasas nevela, what we've talked about in the past, we'll talk about Zashem about in the future. That by basar b'cholav we certainly say chaticha nasas nevela, that because it's not only the milk that makes it aser, now the whole chaticha of basar is aser, and you need shishim keneged the whole chaticha. That's chaticha asas nasas nevela. So over here, why we're going to see, the Taz is going to explain that when it comes to kachal, it's also considered basar b'cholov, but it's only basar b'cholov. The chal, that the fact that the chal is aser, is only what? Is only midrabanan. Is only midrabanan. In other words, when there's shishim, the chal atzmo is aser midrabanan. Even if there's no shishim, it's also only going to be midrabanan. So either way, the fact that the kachal is aser, whether there is shishim with the kachal, with siruf, the other pieces, or they're not, the iser of eating the kachal is only an iser derabanan. It's chol of shchuta. It's only an iser derabanan. So by basar b'chol of derabanan, you don't say chaticha atzmas nasa nevela. You just say that the milk contaminated the meat. So if you have shishim in the next pot with the potatoes connected to the kachal or whatever, as long as there's shishim connected to the milk, you don't need shishim connected to the whole chaticha. Because you don't say the whole chaticha becomes a dover iser. Practically, you can't eat the whole chaticha because you don't know where the milk molecules are. So practically, you can't eat any of it. But technically speaking, it's the milk that came in that made the... So where the milk... is in the molecules of the milk are in the basar, that's really aser. So, and practically, you know, you won't be able to know, so you can't eat the whole thing. But so when it's basar b'chol of doraisa, you need shishim keneged what? The whole chaticha. But when it's only the rabbanon, all you need is shishim keneged the cholav. So therefore, the Rambam says that in either case, so therefore, if we view it technically, the basar by basar b'chol of derabanan, the basar really is mutter. It's just that there's milk inside. But if I would theoretically know where the milk was and where the part that the milk wasn't necessarily, I technically maybe could have eaten, but practically I can't eat the whole meat. But the whole meat is not considered a chefet shel iser. Only by basar b'chol of doraisa, we say the whole piece of meat becomes a nevela. By basar b'chol of derabanan, the meat is still really mutter. The milk is what's aser, or the part where the milk infiltrated. So therefore, the meat is still considered a dover heter to be mitzdaref with the other 59 pieces, or the other 59 units of meat, kosher meat, or potatoes, or whatever it is, to mevatel the milk.
So that's pshat in the Rambam, we're going to see soon in the Taz, that ben kach u ben kach, meaning, if in pot number one, there was the first scenario of the Rambam that there was shishim, and therefore everything is mutter except for the kachal, or the second scenario where there wasn't shishim, it's ben kach u ben kach, it's going to be in the first part the kachal is osur. And Beikach u Beikach means whether it was scenario, in the first part it was scenario one where there was Shishim, or scenario two where there's no Shishim. Once it comes to the second part, the Kechal itself is Min HaMinyan. It's Mitztarf with the Dvarim Shel Heter, the kosher meat or the potatoes, and to Bevatel the milk. Because even though you can't practically eat the Kechal, it's only Midrabanan. And when something is Midrabanan, we say that really, it's only the milk shabo, the places where the milk is in the meat is aser, but practically you won't be able to eat the whole thing. But the meat itself is still mutter. So therefore, you know in theory, and therefore it can be mitzarev with the other meat or the other potatoes to be mitzarev in the second pot, and that's what it means ben kach u ben kach. But the Ramah disagrees, and the Ramah says that it depends. The Ramah Shita is, there's a difference between the first scenario and the second scenario. That the Ramah says that when it comes to the first scenario of whether it's bottle, right? So then, so in the scenario that it's bottle, in the first scenario, so then when the kachal now will fall into a second pot, so therefore technically it's really mutter, the kachal, but it's a special chumrah that they made, but really it's still mutter. Because they're shishim, so if they're shishim, everything should be mutter. But we say we still ask there as a chumrah the kachal. So, but if it falls in the second pot, so then what? So then it's mitztarev with the other dvarim hamutarim to what? To have shishim connected the milk. But if it's a scenario where what? There was not shishim in the first pot. So if there's not shishim in the first pot, then what? So then, then it's real baser b'cholof midrabanan, and if it's and the Ramah holds, as the Taz is going to explain, that even by baser b'cholof drabanan we say the whole chatich is aser. If the whole chatich is aser, even the meat of the order is aser now, so then it's not going to be mitzarif with the heter to mevatel the milk, because the meat part of the order itself is aser. Because he holds that you say chaticha nases levela even by basar b'cholov b'drabanan. So therefore, that's what he says here. See, the Rambam says, the Mechaber says, ben kach u ben kach, it's still mitztaref in the second part to mevatel. But he says, the Rambam, page 19, v'yesh omrim, the nofel tchila l'gedera she'en bashishim, v'nesa hakchal, im nofel hachakak l'gedera cheres, Ein hakchal mitzarif l'shishim. But if he says that if in the first pot there was no shishim, so that is real basar b'chol midrabanan, and we say chanan, chanan is a Rashi Tevis, chati chanas is the vela on the whole chayfet of the basar b'cholov. So then when it falls to a keder acheres, ein hakchal mitzarif l'shishim, v'cheniker. So the Rambam says ben kach u ben kach, it's mitzarev. If the Rambam says no, not ben kach u ben kach, only scenario one, because in scenario one there's no basar b'cholov really. It's just a chumrah that they made by the kachal. But in scenario number two, when there was no shishim, then everything is aser. We did basar b'cholov, and then if it's aser, we did basar b'cholov, so it's only basar b'cholov b'drabanan. So that's the question whether by basar b'cholov b'drabanan. Do you say that we view the whole chaticha is aser, or do we only say
that the part where the milk infiltrated the meat is usur. And that's what the Taz explains here. Take a look on page 18. He says in Sif Cotton Dalad in the Taz on the bottom. Umasharina Bo Bashishim Kurisho Masha feel him nofal Bathila Pox Mishishim Havi Kibathila Tsarfka Makakal. That's the Kakosim Save Beragabai Star. Oh, the Holsha Nessa may also Khal Havidina Hokishim with Starfa Kakal Shishim. It's always Khal is always going to be Mitstarf. It's Khal Otsma Osar, but it's still Mitstarf to the Shishim. The Yesh Omer Shal Ramah, Shehu HaRashba, the Yesh Omer of the Ramah is the Rashba. The Svilei Nichol Shen Nofla Pachos Mishishim Nasa Gam Heter Chatiches Nevela. Because if it's not Shishim, then it's Bosa Becholav even in the Chal. So it's Chatiches Nasu Rabbanu Ki Bosa Becholav. U Bosa Becholav Dira Kol Nasa Nevela. Bosa Becholav Nasa Alkein Sorach Achak Shishim Gnegar Achachal. Vachal Einu Mitzdarif. Because it's Bosa B'cholof. Kachos v'Torah Sabai Sa'oruch, it says because of Beis Yosef, Sharan, Sviulei, Karambam, v'Torah Shchatas, Cholag, Alav, Adarim, etc. And so that's the... So then in the last line he says, look at the bottom line, U'me'achshev nolod lanu machlokas chadosha. He says, now we have a new machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba that we never saw before. Bashalohuskar Baposkin. Tahainula Rambam Lo Amrinan. Afil Babatsu Bakalov Shahumid Rabana Khatiha Nasis Novela. According to the Rambam, Bainkach Ubainkach, meaning even if there was no Shishim, so that now in the first part the Kakal became Basu Bakalov Midrabanan. Not just a Khumra, but a Basu Bakalov Midrabanan. Even in that case, you don't say Nasas Levela. Chaykos of Beis Yosef B'Shmo. And therefore, when it comes into the second part, the Kachal could still be, even though you can't eat the Kachal itself, but the Pshat is, you can't eat it because there's milk spread into the molecules into the Kachal. So practically, you can't eat it. But really, technically, the meat part is still really mutter. It's such the milk infiltrated, so wherever the milk is infiltrating, you wouldn't be able to eat it. But really, it's a dover, still a dover heter that technically you can't eat, because it's like if you have food and it poisoned, like Rav Shalom Kastner once gave a mushroom to poison, poison falls in, so then you're not gonna eat it because you might eat the poison. Now, if you technically, there's not poison in every single section, but you practically won't eat it. So you don't say it's not Nasas Nevela. So therefore, even in a case where there was no Shishim in the next part, it could still be Mitzdarf. But the Rashba argues, and the Rashba says that when it's Basa B'cholov Midrabanan, so it's also... It's Nasas Nevela. So Memela, when it comes to what? To scenario one where there was Shishim. So then it's not Basa B'cholov. Ah, the Chal's Atzmo is also. That's just a special Chumra Ba'alma that the Gemara said. So Memela, it can be Mitzdarf to Shishim. So that's the... that's the Taz's explanation here. And then if we take a look, in the Shach, on page 19. Here Shomer did nafal tchila gedir klover gedir shal basar she'im b'shishim. Afil makchal haynu shenafal apachas mish mechamishim v'tisha she'az hachal v'yotzi mimenu lo nizbatel k'nesar chal midina. Avok shenafal b'shishim as hachal v'yotzi mimenu nizbatel v'lo nesar chal ela b'nei marsayin. Af b'gedir shein is mitzdar hachal shishim. The logarim. He should answer that because they shown it star for Kalashishim, Avu Bishu Atmo Osir. The time of his Kima posting, they should aim with Isser Shakal, and they should ish botam, Chol of Yosim, Mishar Bosser, and they should ish bogumus, Bechol of Shachol of Konis Besochan. Ish bosochal, okay, fine. Yeah. Now, we've discussed in the past that there's a machlokas by shari surim. Like, if you have a piece of nevela, right? And then you cook it with potatoes. And there's no shisha. Right? So now the potatoes is usher. Because the tam of the nevela went into the potatoes. So now, when these potatoes now fall into another pot, are they going to usher the other pot? So it depends. If there's shishim of heter keneged the potatoes, it'll be mutter. If not, the usser. Now, what do you need? What do you mean shishim keneged what? Shishim keneged the whole potato, or shishim just keneged the bliya? Right. So that was the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. You see, Rabbeinu Tam says that just like by basar b'cholov, he say the whole chaticha becomes usser. So too by what? So too by shari surim, the whole chatik is asa. And the but the Rabbeinu Ephraim says that chatik nasas nevela is only Rabbeinu Ephraim says the chatik nasas nevela is only by basa b'cholov and shari surim not. So if you look at the end of the Taz that we were just doing on page 19, he says, the first word on the line on the left side of page 19 in the Taz, the Tur is off, with that base is, Lefi Masha Posuk Ramah Kan Kirashpa, that the Ramah Paskal, like the Rashpa, that there is Bishari Surim, by Basu B'chol the Rabbanon, we say Hanan nimtza l'dida de lo kaim alon k'Rabbeinu Ephraim. See, we the Ramah paskins like Rabbeinu Tam that this Hanan b'shari surim. Aminim chol yisurim nasad nevela afil b'isid rabbanim. So he says that. So basically, he says that we know what's the din by shari surim. In other words, again, if you have pieces of meat, treif meat that was cooked together with the potatoes, and there was no shishim, so now the potatoes are osser. Now, if you take those potatoes and now put it in another pot, and they're cooked together, if there's shishim, it'll be mutter because the kosher potatoes will have shishim, the potatoes won't affect them. But the question is, shishim keneged what? Shishim keneged the blias iser in the potato, or shishim keneged the whole potato? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you need this is shari surim. This is not basar b'cholov. So you need shishim keneged what? The whole potato, according to Rabbeinu Tam, and according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you only need shishim keneged the blia. So we paskin, the Ramah paskins that l'chumra, that you need shishim keneged the blia alone. In other words, you need shishim keneged the whole chaticha. So he says, with shari surim, we paskin that you need yisei chanan, so too by the rabbonins. So I guess he's saying that's part of saying that you need Hanan by all Isurim is this idea as well, that you need Hanan by Basa B'cholov Midrabanan as well. Because that's considered, I guess, a little different than Shari Sur. Maybe one could have argued and said Shari Sur means Shari Suri Daraisa. But he's saying that that it happens to be that the Rashba holds that even by the Rabbanans, Basa B'cholov Darabanan, so he wants to put that together with the Ramor Shita that you say Hanan b'Shari Surim. Last Rafilu Nafal Mela. So he writes here, Haref, in the first skinny line on the left in the Taz on page 19, the line that begins on Kav Lashono. Rafilu Harbos B'Yadayim Hiter L'Rash Rafilu Nafal Mela Chakach Basar Of Lo Mahani Tachatich Asmanas Elvela Tchila. So he says like this. Well, he quotes you the Rambam further up in the second line from the top. He says, third line, right? In other words, you have chicken and milk. And there wasn't shishim, and the chicken could egg the milk. So then you have to have you marba ala basar of. Chol shenofel l'kedera sheishba basar of nosan tam b'kedera marba le basar of reafilo de harbos biadayim hiter. In other words, you can mevatel, right? We say it's by certain isuri de rabban, and we say you can even mevatel this l'chatchila. So you could put extra chicken in, so it'll it can be mevatel the time of the milk. Well, the Rashba feeling nofam the mail achakach baser oath lo mahani tachaticha, but the Rashba says that no, because even by, in other words, what's the din? We said kachal is an example, right? Kachal is an example of baser b'chol of midrabanan, and the Taz is mechadesh that there's a machlokus between poskim whether by Basar B'chol of Midrabanan you say Chaticha Nasas Nevel or not. Again, Chaticha Nasas Nevel means not the whole Chaticha is Asur. Either way, the whole Chaticha practically is Asur, but the question is conceptually, is it Asur? So the Rashba says that, the Rambam says no. That's why the Rambam says Bein Kachu Bein Kach, you don't need that it's Mitztarif, because really the Chal is really Mutter. In scenario number one, with their shishim, it really should be mutter, because they were shishim, so every piece of meat is mutter. So we answer it as a chumrah, because it's, like he says here, the poskim say, the shach says, or the poskim says, it's a marasayin, because it tastes like basar b'cholov. And where there's no shishim, it's really basar b'cholov, but we still say that that it could fall into a second pot, it's the chalz mitzdarf leheter. And so he wants to say the Taz is the same thing by chicken. If you have milk and chicken, and it's cooking in the chicken, so, and there's no shishim in the chicken, so throw more pieces of chicken in. But the question is, what is that going to help? Isn't it going to, wasn't it already usher? The chaticha was nasas nevela. But he says, but since it's only drabanon, so the feeling of Mimela Chaka Basar Rov Lo Mahani the Chaticha Asas Nasa Nevela. So according to the Rashba, it's not going to help, because once it became Usser, it's Chaticha Nasas Nevela. But according to the Rambam, since it's only Drabanon, you don't say the Chaticha Nasas Nevela. So if eventually you put in more pieces of chicken in, so then the milk will spread into the other pieces. And you won't, Chaticha Nasas Nevela means once it infiltrates and there was no shishim, it's aser. So now the whole thing became a chafet shalissa. But that's only if you hold chaticha nasas leila by the rabbanans. So this machloikis, the machaber and ramoa, the Taz makes into a real fundamental machlokas of whether you say chaticha nasas nevela by bas. You see, bas b'cholov is the clear case where you say chaticha nasas nevela because it's two things that are really mutter. So now when they form this union, the whole thing becomes one new chefetz shel iser. One thing becomes a whole chefetz shel iser. But the question is, so that's why by Basa B'cholov you say, but maybe that's only by Basa B'cholov Daraisa. Well, it's Daraisa that we view the piece of meat that the milk was cooked with. Now, of course you can't eat the whole piece of meat. But is it because technically the whole piece of meat is Asar? Or it's because practically you don't know where the milk spread? So that's philosophy. That's a like Rabbi Shechter said. That's the philosophy. What is it? Practically, you can't eat it. No, but the nafkamina is if that piece of meat falls in now into another piece in another pot. Do you need shishim only connected the bli of the milk, or do you need shishim connected the whole chaticha? So by basa b'chol of the rice, we say you need it connected the whole chaticha because the whole chaticha is considered al pi din aser. Because whenever you create a union between two mutter things, then the whole chefetz is also now medina. Even though technically maybe there's a piece that really doesn't have the milk there, but the whole chatich is aser. And therefore, if it falls into another pot, it'll only be mutter if you have shishim connected the whole chaticha, not just shishim connected the bli of milk. So our case over here is we didn't have shishim. In the second case in the Rambam, we didn't have shishim, so the whole thing is aser. So the question is, but do we say chanan? So the Rambam says there's no chanan. So the next part, the meat will still be mitzarif with the meat of the chachal will still be mitzarif, and that's the Rambam. And the Rashba disagrees, and the Rashba says that there's a difference between the two cases. You want to see if we can show you the Rashba inside? Let's see the Rashba inside. The Rashba is in the Torah Sabayis here. Now let me find the page for you.
Page 12.
12? Yes, 12. Yeah, I can see them where the arrow is. Get a nosher b'shishim and get him a mil. Chal b'shishim, chal b'na mil. Amar of Yitzchak. V'chal atzmo osa. Nafkamina di nofal k'der acheres osa. V'tay midam milsad mistabim mishum du atzmo basar hu mitzdar v'im basar l'val tel chol v'shabo. V'ramam kosov shatam l'fi she isu chol v'chal. Yeah, that's a separate thing. You see, the Rambam Shita also, we mentioned this in the past, we didn't mention it this time, that the Rambam Shita of 59 is just that he holds that whenever there's an Issa d'Rabbanan, you only need 59. Not like the Rashba learns that it's considered heter and it's mitzdarf. He says, "V'dafk shenafel l'toch k'deir shel basar v'anafel l'toch yor shel chol v'zur shishim." Secondly, find that line. Yeah. Bottom line, v'hecha the leka b'k'deir rishona. Bottom line, page 12. V'hecha the leka b'k'deir rishona chamishim v'tisha. If you don't have 59, so it means you don't have 59 plus 1. You won't have shishim. Shenesar kol mistabra shakchal atzmo nasa nevela. So the chal is nasas nevela. If in the first pot you didn't have shishim. Shasu kibasa b'cholov basa b'cholov v'akol nasas nevela. Fichat shishim shishim ve'ein chal min haminyan. So therefore you'll need shishim ein chal min haminyan. Because the chal became usher from the first pot, because there was no shishim. So therefore it can't mitzdarif in the second pot. The Rambam says no. The Rambam argues with this Rashba and says it is mitzdarif. And the Taz explains it's that the Rambam Shita is that by an Issa d'Rabbanan
even of Basar B'chalav, but it's only a Siddur Rabbanan, you don't say Nasas Nevela. So therefore, the other, even though it's Basar B'chalav B'dur Rabbanan, because there was no Shishim in the first pot, the other you can't eat. Why can't you eat the other? B'din Basar B'chalav, because there was no Shishim. I'll call Asr. In the first scenario, when there was Shishim, you still can't eat the other, but that was just a Marasayin Dikah Halach, as the Poskim say. But it's really not Basar B'chalav, because you had Shishim with the other of that. And the Rashba says no. In the second scenario, if there's no shishim, then it's real basa b'cholov. Even only it's only midrabanan. And once it's basa b'cholov, chaticha nasas avela, and then it won't mitzdarif. The kachal won't mitzdarif to the other basa in the second pot. Okay, I will say. So that is we could spend you know months on kachal, but this is the. What I wanted you to the Yesodos of Kachal that I told you about, the Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi and the Minug not to be Mekel even of that, and then the idea of Kachal Atzmo Osir and the idea of Nafal Kedei Racheres, all those Yesodos I thought were the Yesodos that I want you to come out with from the Sugya of Kachal. Okay, so Rabotzai, we officially finished the first half of Basa B'cholov today. Okay, so next week, I'm not going to give the Yoredei Ashir because I want you to do Chazara. And so you tell me, I mean, for sure, a week of Chazara, if you need, you think you need a little bit more, I can give you a little bit more time to do Chazara. And we'll start. You want to have that Bechina like that Monday, and then start this year again on Tuesday. Is that sufficient amount of time? You think you need more time? I can start. We can have the Bechina on Tuesday. I can start, the following Wednesday. There's no mitzvah to go weiter if you didn't have a proper amount of time to do Chazara. So you think that's fair, Abosai? Do you want to have the Bechina on that Tuesday? And this way you'll have a whole next week, and then you'll have Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday, or you tell me. Okay, if you... What?
Maybe in the chat, if whoever wants the Bechina on Monday, put a 1, and whoever wants Tuesday, put a 2, and then, we'll see.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to do it. Well, we should...
Okay.
One of us will reach back out to you, I guess, and let you know what...
Okay, then you let me out, and then whenever the Bechina is, we'll continue with the Shir. So next week... We won't have the Yoredei Ashir. That'll be pure Chazara for you guys. And then sometime in the middle of the week after that, we'll continue Yoredei, the second part of Basa B'cholov. And you fellas will let me know when you want the Bechina and when you want the... Okay, so let me wish you all good Shabbos. Those that are attending the Pikuach Nefesh here will have a 5-minute break, and they'll have the Pikuach Nefesh here, and then the Wichimakola, and then the Chumash here. So let me wish everyone a good Shabbos, or Rav Katan, have a good Shabbos, Avi Lichshain, a good Shabbos.
What time is the Chumash here, just in case?
It's hard to say exactly, but around 12-ish, maybe sometimes 5 to 12 or so. Yossi Wagshul, a good Shabbos. Michael Kay, a good Shabbos. Ben Katz, a good Shabbos. Dr. Levy, a good Shabbos. Chazen Hess, a good Shabbos.
What time are you starting the Pikuach Nefesh next week?
So Pikuach Nefesh next week will be regular time, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, okay.
Like we have and Danny Liu, a good Shabbos. Michael Kay, a good Shabbos. Sadi Spitzer.
Revy.
Yeah.
For the sake of timing, I guess we can discuss this in the chat as well. The day that you give the Bechina, would it pay to start the next half?
Okay, right, so discuss that with the Chaverim.
You know,
okay.
I'm willing, I'm flexible to help you. I'm there for you. So whatever works for
that. Sounds good, Rebbe. We'll discuss. I'll throw it out there on the chat.
So discuss it in the chat, and that's it. And then, okay. So I'm gonna take a five minute break now, and then I'm gonna start the pikuach nefesh.
Have a good job, Rebbe.